The following is the continuation and conclusion of reel number 43, which was the services at Mount Zion Church the fourth Sunday in June 1970.
And they glorify God in him. And so you see, my brethren, we're not born in the flesh into the knowledge of the truth. We're not born in any sense whatsoever as we come forth as babes, children in the flesh. There is another birth, though, that is the birth of the Spirit that brings us forth into the knowledge of the truth. And without, we are born of the Spirit of our God, of the new birth that is spoken of also. We never know the truth. And so it seems to me, brethren, that in speaking of these things that the apostle was saying, and if we had been questioning, if we would question him or could question him, we'd ask him about his new birth or his spiritual birth, and I believe he'd go right down there just outside of Damascus and tell us what took place. And he would say, that's the reason I believe. For that reason I contend. And it was as a chosen vessel, she said, Ananias was told to tell him, arise and be baptized and so forth. And I was showing to him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. I tell you, my brethren, those who contend earnestly for the faith of God's elect, they not only suffer because of the doubts and the fears and the tremblings that are in their own flesh and their own bodies. They feel to be so little and weak and unworthy and unprofitable that they wonder about it. And yet, in the midst of all their doubtings and fearings, they have the same, very same thing said to them in the whole spirit of the matter that the Lord said unto Peter, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And so we have those things. We have the assurance from time to time that he is our God. We are his by reason of that great love that he had for his people when he chose them in his Son before the world began. As I said, I believe it was last Sunday that he said, Jesus was speaking and praying unto the Father. He says, thine they were, and thou gavest them me. Do you know anything about, my brethren and friends, experimentally, do you know anything about what the apostle was talking about, or Jesus was talking about? Thine they were, and thou gavest them me. Yea, if you have an experience of grace, if you've been brought out of darkness into the marvelous light, you know what it means for God to so condescend to make manifest his love that he gave his only begotten Son to save the vilest sinner that ever lived in the world. You, me. Thine they were, thou gavest them me. May God be with you. Be turning, if you will, to page 111. I'm going to revert back to one of my favorites, and I hope yours. I want to say that Brother Berry called and expressed a desire that he might be with us at the meeting, but it was impossible for him to come. Brother Triplett called twice. He said he expected to come. That was Thursday night, I believe, and then Friday night it was that he called and said, I can't come, that his wife was not well enough for him to come or bring her or to leave her. And he was very much affected because he loves to come to the meetings. I don't know of anything else I should say now. Sometimes a light surprises the Christian while he sings. It is the Lord who rises with healing in his wings. When comforts are declining, he grants us all again a season of clear shining to cheer it after rain. Let us stand and sing that, if you will.
Have all the praise, the honor, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.